Welcome in. Today we're building a very specific kind of low-end atmosphere for jungle and old-school DNB, a funky drummer-style break bed, plus a controlled 808-tail framework that gives you that smoky warehouse after impact hang. And I want to be super clear about the mindset, because this is where people accidentally turn it into something modern. The 808-tail here is not a trap 808 bassline. It's a vibe layer. It's the room breathing after the hit. It's that boom that feels like it lives inside the building, not inside your MIDI clip. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12, intermediate level. You'll end up with a mini template, a break track, an 808-tail track that only fires on chosen moments, and a shared warehouse air return that glues everything into the same space without wrecking your sub. Alright, let's set the session up. Set your tempo between 165 and 172. I'm going to pick 168 BPM, because it's a sweet spot. Fast enough to roll, slow enough to hear what your tail is doing. Now warping. For breaks, Complex Pro can smear your transients. That's not always bad, but it can soften the exact punch we want for jungle. So try beats mode first. Turn transient loop off. If you want it extra authentic and it still stays in time, repitch can be beautiful, because it keeps that natural grit when you change tempo. And do yourself a favor right now. Leave headroom. Don't build into a slammed master. Keep peaks around minus 6 dB FS while you're working. Your low-end decisions will be way better. Now step 1. Build the funky drummer drum bed. Drop your funky drummer style break onto an audio track and name it break. If it's a classic funky drummer, great. If it's a similar break, also fine. The point is, we want that rolling, slightly imperfect human pocket that jungle was built on. Now slice it to a new MIDI track. Right-click the audio clip, slice to new MIDI track, slice by transient, and use the built-in slicing preset. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices. This is where you get control. You can resequence, tighten, and create your own variation without losing the fingerprint of the break. Before we get fancy, add groove, but keep it subtle. You can open the groove pool and try something like MPC 16 swing, around 10 to 20%. Or, even better, extract the groove from the break itself and apply it lightly. The goal isn't everything swung. The goal is it breathes. Now tighten the break using stock devices. On the break track, or on the drum rack chain if you want it more surgical, put an EQ 8 first. High pass at 30 HC, steep enough to clear useless rumble. That's not your sub. That's just junk. If it's boxy, dip a couple dB around 250 to 400. Don't scoop it to death. Just make room. If the break needs a bit of forward motion, a gentle presence lift around 3 to 6 kHC can help. But don't get fooled by brightness. Jungle breaks can turn into sandpaper really fast. Next, add drum boss. Drive somewhere between 5 and 15%. And here's the key. Keep boom at zero. We're not using drum boss to create the low hang. The 808-tail will do that job in a more controllable way. Then push transients somewhere from plus 5 to plus 20, depending on how snappy you want the break. Then a glue compressor, light. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're not flattening. We're just making the break feel like one piece. At this point, you should have a break that rolls, stays punchy, and doesn't feel brittle. Now step 2. Create the 808-tail source, the after impact layer. You've got two options. The quick one is a sample and simpler. The cleaner, more controllable one is operator. I'll talk you through operator because it's super reliable, and it avoids that modern clicky 808 kick thing. Create a new MIDI track named 808-tail. Drop operator on it. Set the algorithm to A only. Oscillator A is a sine wave. For the amp envelope, set attack to 0. Decay somewhere between 600 and 1400 milliseconds. This is a big deal. The decay is basically how long the warehouse breath lasts. Set sustain to minus infinity, and release around 100 to 300 milliseconds. Now add a tiny pitch drop, just to make it feel physical. Pitch envelope amount 5 to 15%, and pitch envelope decay about 80 to 150 milliseconds. That little whoop at the start reads like an impact, without you adding a click. Now tune it. Old school jungle keys often sit around F, F sharp, or G, but don't follow rules blindly. Match the note to your track key, or at least make it not fight the key. If you already have a bassline concept, tune the tail to cooperate with it. If you don't, tune it to a root that feels stable. Now step 3. Trigger the tail from your drums with musical placement. Make a MIDI clip on 808 tail that matches your break loop length. One or two bars is perfect. Start with a single note on the downbeat, 1.1.1. That's it. Let yourself hear what it does to the groove. Then add occasional tails on snare accents for drama, like somewhere around the back half of the bar, but keep it intentional. And here's the teacher move. Velocity matters more than people think. Lower velocities for ghost triggers make it feel like room resonance. High velocities turn it into look at me, I'm the bass line. We don't want that. Remember, the break does the rhythm. The 808 tail is the warehouse behind the rhythm. Now step 4. Shape the tail so it sits behind the break. This is the actual framework on the 808 tail track. Start with a Q8. Low pass at around 90 to 140 Hz. Steep. Yes, low pass. We're keeping it sub-B and keeping it out of the break's high-end space. If it's fighting your main sub-note area, you can do a narrow dip around 50 to 70 Hz, but do that by ear and with spectrum, not just because I said numbers. Then add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, and trim the output so you're not just getting louder and thinking it's better. Saturation here is not to make it aggressive. It's to create harmonics so you can feel the tail on smaller speakers without turning it up. Now, the big one. Sidechain compression, keyed from the break. Put a compressor on the 808 tail track. Turn on sidechain. Choose break as the input. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. Set the threshold so you're getting roughly 3 to 6 dB of ducking when the break hits. And listen to what that does. The break hits. The tail gets out of the way. And then the tail swells into the gaps. That push-pull is the smoke. That's the vibe. Extra coach note here, sidechain timing is groove glue, not just ducking. If your break has lots of ghost notes, a too fast release can make the tail chatter, like it's stuttering. Too slow release makes it smear and slow the groove down. Workflow that works. First set ratio and threshold for the amount of dip. Then adjust release until the tail blooms right after the main kick or snare. Then set attack to taste, depending on whether you want the very start of the tail to feel round or slightly tucked. Also, check phase alignment. If you add the tail and your low end get smaller, you might be canceling around 45 to 80 Hz. Fast test. Put utility on the 808 tail track. Toggle phase invert left and right, and keep the position that gives you more weight. Then, if you want to go further, use track delay on the tail and nudge it by plus or minus 1 to 10 milliseconds. Tiny moves. You're looking for that moment where the punch firms up. Now step 5, put the tail in a room without washing out the sub. Do not slap a reverb directly on the tail and call it warehouse. That's how you get Mud City. Instead, we're using a return track so the space is shared and controllable. Create a return track called Warehouse AIR. On that return, add hybrid reverb. Use convolution mode for realism. Pick a small to medium room or warehouse style impulse response. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Go darker rather than brighter. After the reverb, add EQ8. This is non-negotiable. High pass the reverb return around 180 to 300 Hz. That keeps your sub clean and mono. Then low pass around 6 to 10 kHz so it stays smoky, not shiny. If you want a bit of grit, and a saturator after that. Just 1 to 3 dB of drive. Now send a little bit from the 808 tail into warehouse IR. Something like minus 20 to minus 10 dB on this end. And send a tiny bit from the break too. Maybe minus 24 to minus 14 dB. Subtle. Now your break and your tail live in the same imaginary building. That's the glue that makes it feel like a rave tape, not a spreadsheet of samples. If you want to widen the air, keep the dry tail mono. But you can put utility on the return and push width to 120 or 150%. Because we high pass the return, we're not widening sub frequencies, we're widening the smoke. Now step 6, arrangement ideas, classic jungle pacing. Here's a simple 32 bar sketch you can build fast. Bars 1 to 8, intro atmosphere. Filter the break with auto filter low pass and slowly open it. Use occasional 808 tail hits, maybe every 2 bars. Let Warehouse AIR do the heavy lifting here. It should feel like you're walking into the room. Bars 9 to 16. Drop tease. Bring the full break in. Keep the tail on downbeat kick only. Add a ride or shaker loop quietly if you want, but don't overcrowd it. Bars 17 to 32. The drop. Your main bass can enter here, but keep it separate from the 808 tail conceptually. In the drop, the tail should often get sparser, not busier. Too much tail will smear the groove and make everything feel slower. And here are a few automation moves that scream jungle without being corny. Automate the warehouse AIR send up on fills. Add a subtle pitch drift on the 808 tail. like plus or minus 5 cents, in a breakdown only, or do a tasteful tape stop moment with clip transposition, quick and deliberate. Now, common mistakes to avoid. First, overlapping tail notes. If you're using simpler, set voices to 1. If you're using operator, keep it mono and manage the release. Overlap turns into a blurred sub carpet. Second, letting reverb touch your sub. That's why we high pass the return at 180 to 300 Hz. If your mix suddenly sounds like a swamp, check the return EQ first. Third, tail too loud. If it starts feeling like the bass line, pull it down, reduce saturation, or duck harder. Fourth, tail fighting your actual sub bass. Either tune the tail properly, or only use it when the bass isn't playing. Keep your sub decision clear. If you have a dedicated sub bass line later, the tail should be rarer and often shorter. If you don't have a sub bass line and you're going for break-driven low end, the tail can be slightly longer and act as the foundation. Fifth, overswinging everything. Let kick and snare anchor. You swing mainly for hats and ghosts. Quick reality check. Drop spectrum on the master. When the tail hits, you should see a low bump, but it shouldn't permanently lift the entire sub range across the bar. If the sub shelf stays up all the time, the tail is too frequent or too long. Now, a couple pro options if you want it darker and heavier, still controlled.